And now, the life of Mary Southern. Hang out the flags of victory. Mary has won her objective. She's returning to Sanders with the famous Swiss specialist, Dr. Louis DeRoy. To fully appreciate this, you must remember that Phyllis, Max's sister, has been a cripple for several months, and that this doctor has had wide experience in curing cases similar to hers. Mary went to Chicago to ask him if he would examine Phyllis, and found that he'd made arrangements to leave the country. She was almost ready to believe she'd failed in her mission when Cheney, a tender-hearted hoodlum, took a hand in the matter and in his own way persuaded the doctor to see her. Mary talked to him, and now, well, now they're on a train bound for Sanders. The train has just pulled out of the station, and Mary and Dr. DeRoy are settling themselves in the quiet and peace of a private drawing room.
You're sure you're quite comfortable, Mrs. Anders?
Oh, this is heaven, Doctor. After all the excitement this evening, just sitting quietly is grand.
Yes, I agree. We had a few, nerve-wracking moments. But on the whole, I'm glad I had this experience.
You are? Well, I thought this whole affair would give you a terrible impression of America.
On the contrary, nothing very wrong in what happened. Van Cheney was simply determined that I see. Of course, he used rather unusual methods to bring about our meeting, but it all worked out very well.
All except his part. Awful, the way he had to climb down that fire escape when the policeman came in.
I'd like to know more about Mr. Cheney. Here's the thing. Do you know his story?
No, very little, Doctor. He came to Sanders to open a gambling room in a hotel. The place was raided before they actually started in business. Some of the men were caught, but he escaped.
Hmm. He's an odd type.
Hmm.
A dual personality, you might say. One moment, gangster. The next, a good Samaritan.
He may have a divided personality, Doctor, but I don't think you could call even the bad side of him a gangster. He's never actually harmed anyone as far as stealing or murder is concerned. I think he's too troubled living up to what's expected of him.
Well, that's certainly a strange statement. How do you arrive at that decision, Mrs. Sanders?
Well, I may be wrong, but I think he probably made a few bad starts in life, and, well, people aren't always very tolerant, you know. Sometimes they type you too quickly.
Type you? What does that mean?
Oh, I don't know just how to explain it, but I've often read where actors and actresses complained about being given type parts. For instance, a girl might play the part of an injured wife, and if the director she worked for kept on giving her that kind of part, her audience would always expect her to be an injured wife.
I see. That part would become her character, her type.
Yes, that's what I mean about Mr. Cheney. The wrong things Mr. Cheney may have done in the beginning made these people believe that he was a gangster.
Mm-hmm.
And well, he's not. He's been acting tough because they expected of him.
I wonder if that mightn't be the answer to a good many men and women who have, say, gone wrong.
I think it is, Doctor. And I believe if we took the reverse attitude with them, it would help.
Expect them to be fine and decent when they would be? That's your theory?
No. Sounds a little sugary, looking for sweetness and light in everyone. And I don't imagine it would always work, but I'm pretty sure it wouldn't do any harm.
All right, Mrs. Sanders. No matter if we can stand with any faith and confidence in one another.
The nice thing about real faith, Doctor, is that it doesn't disappoint you. Phyllis had perfect faith that you'd come to Sanders. And here you are on your way.
I'm anxious to meet this young girl.
She's very sweet, Doctor.
I can well imagine. To have inspired the loyalty she's received from you, Mr. Cheney, she must be a very extraordinary person.
No, she's not extraordinary. She's just a simple young wife. There are millions like her all over our country, but she's very important, Doctor. Important in the same way they're important. She's the head of a home.
I see. She has children, too, Mrs. Anders?
Mm-hmm. A boy and a girl. The boy's just a baby.
Oh, who takes care of the children now?
They're at the clinic. Wasn't anything else we could do with them. I take them over to see her occasionally.
And her husband?
No, Danny's just a boy himself. He's only 22.
Poor Alstis. Pity they must know such sorrow.
Oh, they'll be so happy when they meet the doctor. Right now, Danny and Max are probably waiting. Oh, dear, why didn't I tell them you were with me?
Well, you had scarcely time to send a wire at all.
No, it was a short one. I just said, arriving 12:30. And then I saw you waving to me from the gate, so I just scribbled my name and ran.
Well, perhaps the surprise will be pleasant.
Oh, no, danger of it not be. Everyone there, Doctor, thinks you're the most wonderful doctor in the world.
Oh, that will be a reputation to live up to.
But you live up to it.
Well, I think you're testing your theories on me, young lady. This business of confidence in a man being what we expect him to be.
I did it unconsciously, Doctor. But I do believe in the idea. And in this instance, I'm sure it's going to work out.
Danny, well, what time you got, huh?
Oh, this turn of mine is slow. 12:23 and a half. That's 2 minutes and 15 seconds since you asked me before.
Yeah, all right. You want to make something of it?
No. I know how you feel, Max. You're anxious to see Mary.
Oh, I am. I can hardly wait until she gets here.
Phyllis will be glad to see her, too. You know, she's lost without Mary.
Oh, sure. I guess we all are.
Gee, it's getting kind of chilly out here on the platform. Want to go inside and
sit
down?
No. I couldn't stay put. I'm better off out here in the air.
Okay, I'll be a fresh air fiend, too.
Gee, but I feel sorry for Mary, Danny. It must be tough coming back here alone.
Are you sure she's alone, Max?
Are you crazy, Danny? Wouldn't she have said something if he was coming?
Yeah, I guess so, sure. Let's see that wire again.
Here, got it right here. You can tell the way she must have felt. Why, she didn't use up the 10 words.
Yeah, she was low, all right.
You can't blame her. She went all the way to Chicago to get this pill order, and he turns her down.
I'd like to poke him in the nose.
Yeah, I'd like to help
him. Poor little snowy pig. I thought sure if he got here, he'd find some way to cure.
Well, don't worry, kid. Don't worry. We'll get her back on her feet some way. Right now, we're going to do a little high-class acting for Mary.
What do you mean, man?
Well, you see, when Mary pulls in here, her heart's going to be just about busted. Because she isn't bringing that doc back here with her like she said she would.
Oh, she... Mary knows we don't blame her.
I know.
Oh, she was a peach to try as hard as she did.
But you see, you have to try and cheer her up a little, Danny. You know, and tell her that maybe that pill order wasn't so hot after all.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
Well, sure we can do that. I'll say that I'm darn glad that he didn't come because someone told us he was an awful phony.
Yeah, that's the stuff. Sure, we'll knock him. But good.
Yeah.
And then she'll figure that maybe it was better he didn't come.
See? Here comes the train now. Round the bend.
Well, but now remember, don't smear it on too thick. See, Mary ain't dumb, and, well, she's allowed to get on if we're doing it just for her.
Oh, don't worry. We'll handle it okay.
Here she is.
Yes, she's right on time.
Yeah, right on time. Hey, did you see Mary, Danny?
Huh? No, not yet. Say, we better run towards the coaches. She wouldn't be in the parlor, could she?
All right, hurry up, and we'll miss her.
Well, how can we miss her? She's getting off here.
Yeah. Hey, nobody's getting off.
What? Yeah, gee, that's funny. Maybe she missed the train.
Well, she'd have wired if she had.
Well, she's not on.
Oh, that's Mary. That's Mary.
She's back there by the parlor car.
Hey, Mary. And we thought you weren't here.
Oh, well, sure. I traveled in the drawing room, if you please, Mr. Sanders.
Gee, honey, but I'm glad to find
you. I'm so happy to be home, Max. And I
want Mary, how are you?
Oh, wonderful, Danny. How's Phyllis?
Oh, she's fine. And boy, are we tickled you didn't bring back that quack doctor.
I'll say, now listen, don't you feel too bad about that guy. We got the real dope on him. Why, he couldn't be a busted finger.
Well, Danny, please. This is Dr. Roy. Doctor, this is my husband, and Danny Strange.
Oh, gee, how do you do, gentlemen?
Oh, but why,
how do you do?
How do you do?
I'm pleased to know you, sir.
I'm very glad to meet you two, gentlemen. Mrs. Sanders has told me about you.
Yes, I told the doctor how we'd all been looking forward to his visit.
Oh, yes, we certainly have. Say, listen, we need you plenty bad, Doc.
So I gathered.
Yeah.
Perhaps, Mr. Sanders, if you'd just let me see that broken fingernail, I might be able to do something for it. Well, Dr. DeRoy was certainly a good sport to laugh off Max and Daddy's well-intentioned but extremely uncomplimentary remarks. Now we'll look forward to what this experienced specialist can do to help Phyllis Stratford regain her health so that she may again be a happy wife and mother.